This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. School districts partnering with affordable housing developers may be one way to confront a critical housing shortage facing Colorado teachers. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A recent study found fewer than 1 in 5 homes are affordable for teachers. UC Berkeley's Jeff Vincent has analyzed the potential for developing housing on school district land throughout California. He says Colorado could do the same. Getting districts and affordable housing developers together is a first step.
Where is it better to develop, or what factors at the site are less costly on the construction side because of slope? Those are things that a school district superintendent shouldn't have to know.
Vincent spoke to Colorado education officials about California legislation that makes school districts eligible for low-income housing tax credits and more land use flexibility. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A national Second Amendment rights group that last month won a temporary restraining order against Boulder County's new gun control rules has filed 5 more lawsuits in other states. The National Association for Gun Rights is targeting measures in Massachusetts, Connecticut, Illinois, and Hawaii that it says are unconstitutional. Live Well Enlightened Health is about to extend its advantage over other local cannabis companies. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports Live Well parent PharmaCann's plan to buy boutique dispensary The Clinic will add 4 stores to its portfolio.
A report in the Denver Post says the deal is set to increase the number of stores managed by Live Well by 4, bringing their total to 26. That compares to 20 stores run by Green Solution, the report found, and 19 locations for Starbuds. The deal between PharmaCann and the clinic still needs to be approved by regulators. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.